The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 2, text number 41. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 14th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Vyavasayatmika Budhir.
Vyavasayatmika Budhir.
Ekeha Kuru Nandana.
Ekeha Kuru Nandana.
Bahu Shaka Hyanantascha. Buddhayo Vivyasayanam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Purport. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyavasayatmika intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majja 22:62 states, Shabda, or Shraddha Shabde Vishvasha Kohe Sudhida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Haya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruit of activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane. They are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. And this state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva Sarvamati Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. A person in Krishna consciousness is the rare good soul who knows perfectly that Vasudeva Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches, so by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna, and one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows. Yasham prasadahan bhagavat prasado Yasham prasadan nagati kutopi Dhyanastuvangstasya yashastri sanyang Vande guroshi charanaravindam. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically. When there is no longer a chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities, one who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive acts. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So Krishna is describing two kinds of personalities. Those who have fixed consciousness. They have one purpose and one purpose only, to serve Krishna. And those who are not so fixed in their consciousness, they are described as being many-branched in their intelligence. Their intelligence is not focused. It's a little here, a little there, everywhere, flying here, flying there. So how can such a person be successful in life? He may appear to be successful by material success. But he will ultimately prove to be a failure. The time of death, he is not fixed in Krishna consciousness. He will go down to the animal kingdom. So, the intelligent question then is, how can I become resolute in purpose, fixed on this path? One who actually understands the two choices will obviously be very interested to know how I can become fixed on this pathway. And that is that one has to act fully, purely in Krishna consciousness. You see, in this world we're trying to satisfy so many things, so many people, this person, that person, satisfy this, satisfy them.
В този свят ние се опитваме да удовлетворим толкова много хора и толкова много неща.
But are they ever really satisfied?
Но дали някога те наистина са удовлетворени?
No matter how much service we render to them, do they ever become fully satisfied?
Независимо колко служене им отдавате, дали някога те са напълно удовлетворени?
No.
Не, никога.
Because their desire for satisfaction is material.
Защото тяхното желание за удовлетворение е материално.
And material desires have no cessation, they have no end.
А материалните желания нямат край. Те нямат прекъсване.
They are just like fire.
Те не подобяват огъня.
The fire of desire is fuel. So by giving it fuel, does it become satisfied that now I have enough fuel? No, the more you feed fuel to the fire, the more it becomes hot. With desire. You feed more fuel, it becomes bigger, and then it wants more fuel, more fuel, more fuel. So, by trying to satisfy the material desires of the materialistic people, you will never find an end to it. Therefore, the devotee, he simply tries to satisfy Krishna. Because when Krishna is satisfied, then everyone becomes satisfied. And then Prabhupada elaborates, all right, now then how do you satisfy Krishna? Prabhupada explains that by serving under the guidance of the spiritual master, who is Krishna's bona fide representative.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че чрез служене на духовния учител, който е авторитетен представител на Кришна,
who knows the nature of the student,
който познава природата на ученика,
that means the spiritual master has personal knowledge of that particular student.
Това означава, че духовният учител има лично знание за този определен ученик.
And he gives particular guidance to that particular student according to their particular nature.
И той дава специфично указание на този конкретен ученик според неговата природа, специфична природа.
And another nice point that Prabhupada is making here.
И друг интересен хубав момент, който Прабхупада набляга.
To be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna.
За да бъде добре обучен в Кришна съзнание, човек трябва да действа, да работи упорито, да се подчинява на представителя на Кришна.
Some may say, well, I'm a great scholar of the Vedas. I know many verses.
Някой може да каже, о, аз съм велик учен на Ведите, аз знам много стихове.
In fact, I'm more learned than my Guru Maharaj.
Всъщност аз съм по-учен от моя Гуру Махарадж.
Therefore, I don't have to obey him.
Затова аз не трябва да му се подчинявам.
What does Prabhupada say about such a person? Is he well versed in Krishna consciousness? He may quote so many Sanskrit verses. But if he is not obeying his spiritual master, he has no Vedic knowledge. His so-called Vedic knowledge is simply showbottle.
Неговото така наречено ведическо знание е само показност, нищо друго.
And if one is obeying his spiritual master,
а ако човек се подчинява на своя духовен учител,
even if he is not a learned scholar,
дори той да не е учен личност,
he is accepted as the greatest scholar of Vedic knowledge.
Така личност ще бъде приятел за най-великия учен в ведическото знание.
You have heard many times the story of the illiterate Brahman.
Може би сте чували много пъти историята за неграмотния брамана.
You remember that story?
Спомняте ли си тази история?
Anyone remembers that story of the Elias? Yes. Yes, this brahmana, he was staying there. He was there at the Ranganath temple in Rangachatra, South India.
Този брамана бил отседнал в храма в Южна Индия на Ранганат.
And he had no ability to read, he was illiterate.
Той не може да чете, защото бил неграмотен.
But his spiritual master said, my dear disciple, every day you must read the entire Bhagavad Gita, all 18 chapters.
Но неговият духовен учител му бил казал, че всеки ден той трябва да прочита всички 18 глави на Бхагавад Гита.
So how he can do that, he can't read.
Но как да го направи това? Той не може да чете.
But he thought, what? My Guru Maharaj ordered me, so he's sitting and he's looking at the book. And everybody's laughing. Just see that foolish Brahman. He can't read and he's sitting there looking at the Bhagavad Gita. What is this nonsense? Everyone is cutting jokes about this illiterate Brahman, you see. So Lord Chaitanya, you know, he made that pilgrimage of South India. And when he came to Rangachatri, he heard all this joking going on about the illiterate Brahman. So, he became a little curious. Let me see who is this illiterate Brahman who reads the Bhagavad Gita. So, Lord Chaitanya approached him. And the Brahman, he could sense, this person is not come to criticize me. So Lord Chaitanya asked me, he said, Brahmana, you are reading Bhagavad Gita, but I heard you are illiterate. Is that true? He said, yes, what can I do? Guru Maharaj told me I must every day read the entire Gita. He said, but Brahmana, I see you're not only trying to read Gita, but I see you're crying at the same time. What is this? Why are you crying, Brahman? He said, because when I hold this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, within my heart I can see how Krishna is acting as the chariot driver of Arjuna. And I'm thinking, how Krishna is so kind. He's driving his own devotee's chariot. When I think of that loving mercy of Krishna, then I cry. Lord Chaitanya embraced me and says, Brahmana, you are the true scholar of Bhagavad Gita. So even if you are not greatly learned in Sanskrit, even if you can't even read it all, even if you can't even sign your own name, if you are obedient to the order of your spiritual master, then you are accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the greatest learned scholar. So we have to understand what is the real meaning of being well versed in Krishna consciousness. Simply means whatever my spiritual master orders me, that I accept as my life and soul. That order of my spiritual master, that is my mission in life. Just like Srila Prabhupada has ordered us, become guru and deliver the world. So what is our qualification? How I can become guru? How I can deliver the world? It's impossible, like reading being a literate person trying to read the Bhagavad Gita. But that is the order Srila Prabhupada has given us. Become guru and deliver the world. So we have to try our best, like that illiterate Brahman. The result, that is in Krishna's hand. We are not concerned with the result, as Prabhupada says to you.
не е наша грижа резултата, както Прабхупад казва в този коментар.
He says, when one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities.
Шрила Прабхупад казва, когато някой е пробуден в Кришна съзнание, той няма нужда повече да се стреми към добри резултати от дейността си.
That Brahman was trying to read, but he still couldn't read.
Този Брамана се опитвал да чете, но въпреки това не можел да чете.
He was failing to read the Bhagavad Gita. He couldn't understand what those symbols meant on the page.
Той не може да чете Бхагавад Гита и не разбирал какво означават тези букви на страниците.
Materially, he was a failure. He could not read it, even though he was trying to.
Материално погледнато, той се провалил, защото въпреки че се опитвал, той не може да прочете.
But because he pleased his spiritual master,
но понеже духовният му учител бил удовлетворен от него,
and because he pleased Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, therefore he was successful. So even though it may appear that one is a failure, from the material viewpoint, if one is simply sincere to please my Guru Maharaj,
просто искрен в стремежа си да удовлетвори духовния
си. Then you are successful. So the sincere endeavor is all that really counts.
Така че всъщност искреното усилие е това, което е от значение наистина.
So Prabhupada has ordered us, you become guru and deliver the world.
Тя Прабхупад ни е наредил да станем гуру и да освободим света.
What can we do? We're incompetent nitwits.
Какво може да направим ние, които сме некомпетентни?
But we are trying, that's all. Just like the illiterate Brahmin, we are trying to become guru and deliver the world. And if by that sincere endeavor, we can please our spiritual master, then that is success. Even if the world doesn't become delivered, if we simply please our spiritual master, then our life is successful. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Трябва по някакъв начин да променим начинът, по който хората ме, за да можем да сме атрактивни към хората. Това има ли по някаква връзка с това, че ние не трябва да очакваме резултати? Или всъщност гледаме пак, все пак и резултата, но как другите откликват в това, което правим?
He has heard that when we are performing some preaching activities and if we're not very successful, then we are advised to change something so that we can become more attractive to the
yes.
people. So does this still mean that we should not endeavor for the good result in this activity?
No, one should endeavor for success.
Не, човек трябва да се стреми към успех.
Do you think that illiterate Brahman was not trying to read it?
Мислиш, че този неграмотен Брахман не се опитвал да прочете това, което е написано?
He was definitely trying to figure it out. What does that mean? One should endeavor to the best of one's ability and take all help and all guidance from others. How to be successful in one's service. One should endeavor to become perfect in one's service.
Полага усилия, за да бъде съвършен в своето служение.
If my spiritual master has ordered me to free the entire human civilization from illusion, I must use every available means I can to try to do that.
Моят духовен учител ми е наредил да освободя цялата планета от илюзията и аз трябва да използвам всяка възможност и всички средства, за да го постигна.
It's like the kshatriya on the battlefield, you see.
Като един кшатрия на бойното поле.
His determination is to defeat his enemy, to kill his enemy. And he won't stop fighting. If you cut off one of his arms, he'll fight with the other arm.
той ще се сражава с другата ръка.
If you cut off both arms, he'll fight with his feet.
Ако му отрежете двете ръце, ще се сражава с
If you cut off his legs, he'll fight with his teeth.
Ако му отрежете краката, ще се бори с зъби.
He will never stop.
Никога няма да спре.
Until he leaves his body, he will never stop.
Докато не напусне тялото си, той няма да бъде спрял от нищо.
And so the devotee of the Lord, he makes every endeavor to be successful, even until his last dying breath, he makes the endeavor to free the world from illusion. He wants to successfully carry out his spiritual master's order. He knows that victory and failure, that is not in his hands, that is in Krishna's hand.
Той знае, че победата или загубата не е в неговия ръце, а в ръцете на Кришна.
But he endeavors to his full abilities to always to try to be successful.
Но той се стреми и с пълни сили винаги да се опитва.
Just like now I am answering your question.
Както сега се отговарям на твоя въпрос.
Should I think, well, it doesn't matter whether I answer it properly or not.
Дали трябва си мисля, няма значение дали ще му отговоря правилно или не.
If I'm sincere, it doesn't matter.
Ако аз съм искрен, няма значение.
No. If I'm sincere, I will try to answer your question in the most expert, totally complete way, so that you get the complete full understanding.
Ако аз съм искрен, ще се опитам да отговоря на този въпрос по най-добрия, най-експертния начин, така че да получим.
So in this way we should try to become very expert, whatever we're doing.
Каквото и да правим, ние трябва да станем много опитни.
Whatever service we're doing, whether we're doing the kirtan, whether we're offering the arti, cooking an offering, cleaning the temple, whatever, distributing books, whatever we do.
Във всяко едно служение, независимо какво е то, ние трябва да се опитваме да правим най-доброто, което можем.
We should take it just like an athlete, you see. Always trying to improve his game.
Ние трябва да действаме като атлета, който винаги се опитва да подобри своето.
Always trying, like a musician, always trying to become a better and better musician. Never satisfied that I've reached such a level. Now I must go higher, 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 higher.
Като един музикант, който не е удовлетворен от нивото, което е достигнал, се опитва все повече и повече да подобрява.
An artist always tries to become better and better in his art, you see.
Един художник винаги се опитва да стане все по-добър и по-добър.
A millionaire is he's not satisfied. I've got $1 million, that's not enough. I got to have $1 billion now.
Ако един милионер има $1 million, той не е удовлетворен, иска да ги направи.
And he becomes a billionaire, he's still not satisfied.
И когато стане милиардер, пак не е удовлетворен.
Now I must become a trillionaire, you see.
Той казва, сега трябва да имам $1 trillion.
And if he becomes a trillionaire, he's still not satisfied. Now I must become prime minister also.
Той пак не е удовлетворен, сега иска да стане премиер-министър.
In this way, you see.
Ето по този начин.
You should be very, very enthusiastic to be successful in whatever you're doing for Guru and Krishna. Very successful in everything.
Човек трябва да е много ентусиазиран, за да постигне успех във всичко, което прави за Гуру.
But if in spite of all of your endeavor,
но ако въпреки всички свои усилия,
you are still not successful.
Човек все още не постига успех.
That's all right.
Няма значение.
Because Krishna sees your sincere endeavor.
Защото Кришна вижда вашето искрено.
But you must endeavor for success with great determination. Chitavratta.
Но човек трябва да полага усилия за успеха с голяма решителност. Дридавратта.
That you must always do.
Това е което човек винаги трябва да прави.
Next question.
Как да развиваме решителност подобно на сражаващия се кшатри и да изпълняваме инструкциите на духовния учител? Подобна решителност като на кшатри.
How to develop this determination of like the kshatriya in our attempt to satisfy the.
It's a matter of intelligence.
Въпрос на интелигентност.
If you did not I explain in this way. To become Krishna conscious means declaring war on Maya. So it's either do or die. If you're not successful in Krishna consciousness, you'll fail. Maya will conquer you. So you want to go down to the animal kingdom. You want to stay in the cycle of birth and death? Do you want to get out of this nasty place? You have to understand that if you don't become successful in Krishna consciousness, you'll be in trouble in your next life. Material body means so much trouble and anxiety. Do you want to get free of trouble? Or do you want to remain in another problematic condition in your next life? Do you want to suffer? Then you better get serious about becoming a pure devotee. That's all I can say. You may say, well, I'm just going to coast along, Gurudev, you know. I just want to coast along. I don't want to get into it too heavy, you know. I mean, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm under pressure or anything like that. Just want to kind of take it easy, you know, casually. Practice Krishna consciousness. Sometimes I chant my rounds, sometimes I don't. You know, it's, I don't want to get uptight about it, you know. Sometimes I follow four principles. Sometimes I follow three. Sometimes two, but, you know. I usually follow the principle. Don't be uptight with me, Gurudev, you know, because I'm sincere. You get the picture? Such a person is guaranteed to be in anxiety. If you are not determined to be Krishna conscious, you will be in anxiety. I guarantee you will suffer if you are not determined to be Krishna conscious. So it's your choice. Be determined to be Krishna conscious or suffer. What do you want?
To be Krishna conscious.
You want to be Krishna conscious? Okay, now you be determined to become a pure devotee, to conquer your senses. And, you see? Kama, finished. Krodha, finished. Loba, finished. Mada, finished. Moha, finished. Matsarya, finished. You must conquer over these things. Become completely pure devotee. That's the only way. What does Bhagavatam say? Unless you become a pure devotee, you will not be satisfied. But Gurudev, I'm trying to become a pure devotee. Well, that could be a cheating also, you know. Many people say, we invite many people to our temple, especially Indian people do this. They say, yes, I will try to come. That means I'm not coming, but I want to be polite about it. Gurudev, I will try to become Krishna conscious. I'm sorry, you have to be Krishna conscious. Trying to be is not successful. Do you try to eat? Well, do I say you should definitely eat every day? I mean, you know, you need to eat. You say, well, I'll try to eat. No, you eat. You don't try to eat. No, you eat. Or when somebody gets married, they want to have kids. Well, we'll try to have sex. No, they don't try to have sex. They have sex. So if you want to be Krishna conscious, don't say, well, I'll try to be Krishna conscious. No, you be Krishna conscious. That's all. If you will be Krishna conscious, you will be Krishna conscious.
Ако ще бъдете Кришна осъзнати, просто бъдете Кришна осъзнати.
Simply trying to be Krishna conscious means you're in Maya.
Опитвайки се да бъдете Кришна осъзнати, това означава, че сте в Maya.
You be Krishna conscious. That's all.
Бъдете Кришна осъзнати, това е всичко.
Okay, Нардамани. You had a question. All right.
Снимката е в този момент се появи една снимка, която преди.
Една снимка се появи.
Some picture appeared there.
Yes. Devotees из България. Рата Ятра.
Devotees България. After the Рата Ятра.
Рата Ятра. Oh, very nice.
Моя въпрос е свързан с това, че всъщност крайна сметка всеки има като че ли, поне за мене, някакъв върхов момент в Кришна съзнание. И като че ли той е толкова върхов за всеки един, че той не може да се задържи на тая платформа постоянно, защото ще му се пръсне сърцето.
Да, и какъв е въпрос?
Въпрос е всъщност това трябва да не е правилно, ако да правим.
So this picture reminded him that every one of us has some peak moments or periods of Krishna consciousness, but it's very difficult to, you know, to keep this level at all times. But
what is the difficulty?
Какво е проблема да ги задържиш?
You should be peaking at every minute.
Във всеки момент ти трябва.
Higher at every minute.
Надхвърляш себе си всеки момент.
You should have a Ratha Yatra going on constantly in your heart. Ever increasing Ratha Yatra in your heart at every minute. You simply cultivate pure bhakti and you will be peaking every minute higher. No end. That peak will keep going higher and higher.
Култивираш Кришна бхакти, вечно ще има нарастване и нови върхове.
You will go higher than Mount Sumeru. You will penetrate the coverings of this material universe. You will travel all the way across the vast spiritual sky and go all the way to Goloka Vrindavan and become enwrapped in the lotus feet of Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. And even then you will not peak out. You will still go higher and higher. Do you think Krishna consciousness plateaus after a while? Levels out? No. Krishna consciousness will take you higher and higher for all of eternity. There's no end.
Кришна съзнание няма край, то те извисява все повече и повече за цяла вечност.
Leave your body behind.
Остави си тялото назад.
Leave your false ego behind.
Изостави фалшивото си его.
Simply go higher and higher. But you use your body for Krishna, that's all right.
Просто се извисява все повече и повече.
But leave your bodily consciousness behind.
Остави тялото си служене на Кришна, но изостави телесното си.
And you will be attending the greatest festival that every minute within your heart.
Тогава в сърцето ти ще се разиграва най-прекрасния фестивал.
Вишна Прия Мараджи.
This was related to the previous question where you said Rama Krodha Lobha Moha one has to give up to become a pure devotee. What about the gnana and karma?
Това е свързано с предишния живот, който се каза, че човек трябва да изостави тези шест врага, нали, по пътя, иллюзиите и така нататък. Матаджи пита какво да кажем за гьяна, знанието и карма. Те трябва ли да си
So she's asking, well, giving up lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, this I understand, but what about giving up jnana and karma? Prabhupada personally wrote me a letter in this connection.
Тази връзка Шрила Прабхупад ми написа лично писмо.
It's very, very special to get a direct personal letter from Prabhupada. I mean, it's really special, I can tell you.
Аз ви казвам, това наистина специално човек да получи лично писмо от Прабхупада.
I was asking Prabhupada how, you know, becoming successful preacher, becoming pure devotee like that. I was inquiring from Prabhupada.
Аз питах Шрила Прабхупад как да стана успешен проповедник чист предан отдаден.
And he said, no karma, no jnana, no yoga, all material desires, zero. So that's what it means to become successful Krishna conscious person, you see. No more desire for simply cultivating knowledge of Brahman, you see, without any practical application. No more desire for fruitive activities of becoming successful materialist. No more desire for achieving the Ashta Siddhis. Simply the desire for prema, Krishna prema. That's all you really need. Nothing else is required. Ananyaschyanta yanto mang yejana prayapasate tesham nichyapa yuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. Bhagavad Gita 9:22. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Does anyone here feel they are lacking in anything? Does anyone feel they're lacking in anything?
Yeah.
Well, that means we're lacking in exclusive devotion. Do you understand this, Ikshvaku Prabhu? If we feel we're lacking in something, it means we're lacking in exclusive devotion. Because one who has exclusive devotion, they don't lack in anything. Krishna gives them everything immediately, whatever they need. So there's only one thing we're lacking in, and that is bhakti. Because when bhakti is there, then no lack is there in any way. There's no shortage of anything. Even material things, whatever money you need, whatever facility you need, if you have pure bhakti, it's all there immediately by Krishna's arrangement. But if we are lacking in bhakti, we will feel so many shortages. I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. So what do we do when we are feeling lacking in this and that and this and that? What do we do in our foolishness? We endeavor very hard to get this and that and this and that, and we never get satisfied. But if instead we will never for pure bhakti, that I only need Krishna, I need nothing but Krishna. Therefore, let me endeavor with all of my one-pointed attention to becoming purely Krishna conscious. Then everything is there. Everything is there. Nothing is lacking. Any other question?
His question is it possible that one is sincerely loving Krishna but he still has material desires, like the neophyte devotee, he's not in a position that he is completely purified from material desires?
Well, it's called mixed devotion. The neophyte devotee is trying to be Krishna conscious, that's very good. But he hasn't learned how to get free from the material desires. His bhakti is mixed.
и неговата преданост е смесена.
Therefore he does not feel the full protection of Krishna.
Затова той чувства пълната закрила на Кришна.
It's like Draupadi.
Той като Драупади.
On the one hand she was holding on to her sari, the other hand she was calling out to Krishna. Did she get the full protection of Krishna when she was doing that? No. Her sari was, she was being disrobed in that way, calling out to Krishna with one hand and sari with the other. So that is the neophyte devotee saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he's going, Maya, Maya, Maya. So he's not getting the full protection of Krishna because he's not fully taking shelter of Krishna. You only get the protection to the extent that you take shelter. So one has to learn how to stop taking shelter of Maya and just take complete shelter of Krishna. And then you will see how Krishna is perfectly protecting you at every minute, in every way. This is a fact. Do not doubt it. Question. She had one.
How to elevate oneself from the platform of karmic activities, religious, even religious activities, to the platform of pure bhakti?
Follow the regulated principles. Chant 16 rounds. Serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada with full sincerity. And you will become perfect. This process given by Srila Prabhupada is completely perfect. If you will take up this mission of Prabhupada as your life and soul, strictly follow these principles and chant at least 16 rounds every day, we guarantee you that very soon you will see Krishna face to face.
Всеки ден ми можем да гарантираме, че много скоро ще видиш Кришна лице в лице.
Question.
Моя въпрос е следния. В Шастрите и в Бхагавата, Кришна Бхагаватам, се казва, че Кришна съзнание не е нещо ефтино и човек може би трябва да полага повече от един живот, много животи, за да стане сама хатма, за да стане известен, да достигне Кришна. Дали може, ако полага действително максимум усилията, които той има като възможности, да види още в този живот да достигне
Кришна. In the Shastra it is said that one has to endeavor sometimes for many lifetimes to become a Mahatma, be Krishna conscious. But he's asking, is it possible if one gives his best, whatever abilities he has, if he gives them in this lifetime, is it possible to attain the perfect result?
Sometimes it is said that it's not possible to attain it in one lifetime.
Понякога се казва, че не е възможно това да бъде постигнато в един живот.
It's stated that.
Това се казва.
But by the mercy of Prabhupada.
Но по милостта на Прабхупада.
And the mercy of Guru.
По милостта на Гуру.
You can do.
Човек може да го направи.
So therefore, go for that mercy.
Така че просто
about the mercy of Guru, what do we say? What is that? A dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches, a lame man can cross over the mountain by the mercy of Guru, you see. So what is the greatest mountain? The crossover, the mountain of birth and death. By the mercy of Guru, you can cross over that mountain of birth and death in one lifetime. So even though it is said that one cannot become a pure devotee in one lifetime, By the mercy of Guru, the impossible becomes possible. Therefore, we should always cry and beg for the mercy of Guru at every minute. And that way we can become a pure devotee immediately. Kadvanga Maharaj became a pure devotee immediately. You know that? Within 1 second he became a pure devotee. So it's possible even 1 second to become a pure devotee. One simply has to be determined. I want Krishna, and I have no other desire except Krishna. No karma, no jnana, no yoga, it's simply bhakti, that's all. Kick out all other desires. Get out. Get lost, Maya. Yeah. Next question.
Аз питам за Прабхупада, за Драпади, какво е правилното решение? Да пусне сарата и да само да се оплава на Кришна или защото едната се държи и сарата и Мая, пък и другата се моли на Кришна. Какво е най-правилното решение тогава?
He's asking about the example of Draupadi. What is the proper solution? To just leave the sari and just surrender fully to Krishna? Is that the solution?
What is the proper?
The solution. What is
it? How to surrender? What is the proper solution?
Yes. What is the proper thing to do in
order to fully surrender?
In her situation, what was the proper thing to do?
Who? Oh, Draupadi?
Draupadi, yeah.
Put both hands up to Krishna. To realize I am not the controller, I must fully depend on Krishna. That's the point. So you have to realize you're not the controller. You have to fully depend on Krishna. Then Krishna will give you unlimited protection.
Тогава Кришна ще ти даде безкрайна закрила.
Вчера слушахме лекция, в която подобни неща чухме за концентрираността, но всъщност това, което очаква планетата в бъдеще, беше показано особено разпространението на свят. Просто като замиране за колелото, разбираш ли, в следващите години, в следващите векове, ако мога така да кажа, че сега е, като пример, че сега е най-добрият момент човек да се включи активно. Някои реагирахме, че всъщност, поне аз вътре в себе си, не съм съгласен или мога да приема, че Кришна съзнание ще започне да намалява колелото си в следващите години. Аз все се надявам, че ще започне да се увеличава. Правилно ли разсъждава?
We have heard recently in one lecture that now it is the best time to become Krishna conscious because in the future Krishna consciousness will diminish and it will become more and more difficult. But he does not accept this, that Krishna consciousness will diminish and there will be no good chances in the future. So,
why are you thinking about the future? You may not. How do you know you'll even live another 10 minutes? You should become Krishna conscious now. While you have a chance. How do you know what the future holds? Do you know that you can be Krishna conscious now? So do them. Now you have the opportunity, you take it full advantage. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Fendrik.
Просто
аз не те чух. Въпросът на Нарада Муни Прабу. По-скоро това е настроението на един проповедник. Той не може да си представи, че в бъдеще проповядването ще замре. Не говорим със себе си дали ние ще бъдем тук или няма да бъдем тук. Просто като хора, които се ни пука за земята и за човечеството и за Кришна съзнание, се притесняваме, че може да намалее влиянието на изкорен Кришна съзнание. И това ни е въпрос, дали наистина ще намалее Кришна съзнание в бъдеще или ще се увеличава, защото ние си представим, че ще се увеличи като хора, които се интересуваме от проповядване.
So in relation with the previous question, he's asking from the point of view of us like preachers, is it true that Krishna consciousness will really diminish and there will be no opportunities because we are concerned about...
There will come a time when there will be no more Krishna consciousness on this planet.
Ще дойде такова време, когато няма да има повече Кришна съзнание на тази планета.
About 9,500 years from now, the bill will all be finished.
След около 9,500 години всичко ще приключи.
And the Kali Yuga will come on full force.
И Кали Юга просто ще спълна сила.
This movement is holding back the Kali Yuga right now.
Това движение в момента задържа развитието на Кали Юга.
But in this 9,500 years left, it began as a 10,000 year era that began 10,500 years ago with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent.
Тези 10,000 години в Кали Юга се започнали преди 500 години с идването на Чайтанья Махапрабху.
It's a 10,000 year period where this Krishna consciousness movement will take over the world.
След 10,000 в рамките на тези 10,000 години Кришна съзнание ще покори света.
And become like a Satya Yuga in the middle of the Kali Yuga.
И това ще бъде като една Сатя Юга насред Кали Юга.
So right now we're the early day pioneers of this Chaitanya era.
Така че ние в момента сме като пионерите в ранните години на тази Чайтанья ера.
What could be more exciting?
Какво може да е по-вълнуващо от това?
Than to be on the vanguard of the greatest paradigm shift in the history of the world.
Да бъдем в началото и на предните линии на тази най-голяма промяна в...
So how to taste this nectar?
Как да вкусим от този нектар?
You have to always be in the mood of preaching.
Ние трябва винаги да бъдем в настроението на проповядване.
Jarideka tarikaha Krishna upadesha maragaya guru hoyatele indesh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you deliver the people of the country of Bulgaria.
В този стих се казва, с който да срещнеш, инструктирай го върху учението на Кришна и по този начин освободи своите сънародници България.
Lord Chaitanya didn't say Bulgaria. He said whatever country you're in, you deliver the people of that country. But if he was here today in Bulgaria, of course he is here. But he would say, deliver the people of Bulgaria. You see. So you make a revolution here in Bulgaria. You see. So we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada
ki jai.